Andrew Stoughton from BlueJaysNation.com joins us. Andrew, how warm is it there today that the roof will be open?
It's, you know, it's 22 or something.
Oh,
like
wow.
That, 23 maybe. Yeah, it's beautiful out today right now. Yeah, I'm in fact outside as we speak.
Okay, nice. Now,
yeah, it's great.
The most hotly debated topic right now heading into this game is, why are the Jays starting Stroman over Liriano? And I know, Andrew, you cover baseball. It is such a sport based on statistics. This one definitely defies the stats. Have you come up with a reason why, other than gut, you think this is a good decision?
I don't know that I buy this, but I can play devil's advocate in a couple of ways, which is one that Liriano will come into the middle of the game, I think, at some point to relieve Stroman, just because they, you know, like the stats say, the Orioles have struggled so much against left-handed pitching this year, and so that makes Liriano a weapon. But that would hopefully maybe allow some pinch hitters to come in, and could set things up better for Roberto Osuna down the line. But what I also liked was there's an argument by Eno Saris at Fangraphs, who noted that other than, say, Chris Davis, I mean, there's a lot of right-handed batters for the Orioles who have struggled against left-handed pitching. And that's not necessarily a thing that's going to continue. You know, you don't really expect a reverse split to be something that's sustainable. So even though they've had a bad year, you're still not, you know, getting the most out of your left-handed pitcher if you're having him in there specifically to face right-handers. That's, you know, you still get a better look at the ball if you're hitting from the right side against the left-handed pitcher. I would be surprised if that was, you know, going into John Gibbons' logic. I think it's probably more of a gut thing, more of a thing that, you know, Marcus Stroman is one of his guys and he's been here all year and he was so important to them last year in the playoffs and he trusts them in a big moment like this. But yeah, I think there's also some logic to that you can sort of, you know, back your way from the decision into in terms of holding Liriano and having him come in later in the game.
I understand that, right? But he's not a guy who, and if he comes in later in the game or early in the game, usually that definitely early means that Stroman's struggling, right? And that's what's tough about the decision in a one gamer. I love the debate on it. I wonder, because Stroman, though, and you were the one who told us, Andrew, like, this guy's actually historically probably maybe more comfortable coming out of the bullpen than Liriano would be.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, he was a terrific, terrific late-inning reliever as an amateur in college. So I think he would be comfortable in that role. I think maybe Liriano going to the bullpen, and maybe that's something that we'll see, you know, continuing on, you know, through the playoffs if the Jays get there. Could have something to do with the fact that Brett Cecil isn't exactly at his best right now, even though he sort of looked like he was maybe getting it together in September. There was obviously that big moment against David Ortiz in the Boston series. And I don't know that John Gibbons fully has confidence in him just now, so adding Liriano to the bullpen mix there gives him another lefty that he can go to for big outs late in games. So maybe that's part of it. But also, yeah, I mean, I think Stroman, part of why Stroman would be good as a reliever is why he's good for a game like this where you do have extra pitching because of the way that you can set up your roster and the way that, you know, they have Marco Estrada available in the bullpen and Liriano can go multiple innings. And that's the fact that Stroman has been really good the first two times through the order against teams this year. And most of the damage that he's suffered this season has been third and fourth time through the order, which is typical for most pitchers, I think, anyway. But it's really been stark. So the first couple times that the batters have seen him, he's done really well. And so I would suspect that John Gibbons is sort of leaning towards, you know, getting that much out of him, and maybe being maybe having a quick hook after that, because it does seem like things have fallen apart for Stroman in the first, you know, after that point in the game. So that, I think, makes him a good option as a reliever. But when you have guys like Liriano and like Estrada who can go multiple innings behind him, and, of course, the regular bullpen guys who you may be a little afraid of, but who can certainly come in and get outs for you, especially Roberto Osuna, maybe less so Grilly and Biagini and those types. I think it's well set up. I think there were, you know, it's a fun debate, but I don't know that there was necessarily a terrible, terrible wrong answer. I just might have tended towards Liriano myself as well.
Now, have you seen the batting lineup for tonight's game?
Yeah, I have. Devin Travis leading off. Ezekiel Carrera is hitting ninth, and Michael Saunders is at DH, which is interesting to have Jose Bautista in the field and not Saunders. But based, yeah, I'm kind of down on Jose's defensive abilities at this point in his career. But that doesn't mean that Michael Saunders looks any better out there sometimes. And I know he made a big catch in Boston, But there have been some, so there's been some butchery in the field from Saunders, and he's not as fast as he used to be after he had that knee surgery and missed the whole year basically last year. So to me, it looks good. I you know, they could have gone the other way with Carrera at the top of the lineup, which has worked for them, you know, the last week or so. But that's sort of where I think the statistics have dictated, you know, this is, we've got a lot out of this. Probably not, we're probably best not to keep pushing it because Carrera obviously isn't a top of the lineup hitter normally. But yeah, I mean, I think it looks like it's a lineup that's well set up to do some damage off Chris Tillman, who's a guy who's had some really bad games at the Rogers Center over his career, though he's had some success against the Jays as well.
Well, I think the Orioles have won all four games he started this season, although I don't think he got a win. He had no decisions in pretty much all of them. So, you know, Travis, then Donaldson, Encarnacion, Batista, Martin, Tulowitzki, Saunders, Pilar, and Carrera. And you mentioned Carrera. That guy has been killing it for the Jays lately, just hot at the right time. And, yeah, I'm obviously not sure they were expecting that, but it's been a pleasant surprise. So let's say Stroman goes a solid five innings. Right. Do they go to Lariano then? What do you think the plan is before they get to Gurley and Osuna?
I would suspect that they would go to Lariano after about five innings from Stroman. That's a guess. I mean, maybe if Stroman is really cruising, and Stroman, for as bad as his stats have looked against the Orioles this year and as bad as they've kind of looked in the overall, he's had a really good second half. Two of those starts against the Orioles that really like blew up his ERA, if you look at that against them, they came in June and they were 10 days apart and they were right when he was at his worst point of the season. You know, he had a run of like eight bad starts in a row or something like that. Those were two of them and they were really right close together. So I think that it's definitely possible that he can go longer. But yeah, I don't think that you're going to see, you know, the Bo Schultz's or the Ryan Taparas of the world unless it's absolutely necessary. I mean, I think Scott Feldman is on the roster for this game, which I'm surprised he still exists because Gibbons has been terrified of using him in any situation lately, justifiably so. And so, yeah, I mean, I think it's probably going to be Liriano as a bridge to those big back-end guys and you know, trying to get to be a genie for the seventh and Gurley for the eighth and a senior for the ninth.
Andrew Stoughton from BlueJaysNation.com joins us. Andrew, I know some people don't like to look ahead. However, let's say the Jays win tonight, and I think most people are hoping that they do. Who starts game one on Thursday?
I had this figured out. I think it's Jay Happ will be on regular rest to do that. I think it's Happ and Estrada will be 1-2, and then Sanchez can pitch game three on regular rest based on having gone on Sunday. I'm pretty sure that's how that works out, and I think that's a well-set-up rotation for the Jays going forward. They just have to get through this one with what is ostensibly their fourth starter. But yeah, I mean, I think the Rangers have kind of been lucky this year, and that's the team that the Jays will meet if they go forward. They're a good team, but they're a team that's done exceedingly well in one-run games, and that's something that probably shouldn't last. And you know, if you look at wins above replacement of their entire roster, it's noticeably less than the other teams in the playoffs in the American League. And you know, I think they're still dangerous because in a short series, any team is dangerous. But yeah, I think the Blue Jays would match up well with the Rangers going forward. And I think it'll be real fun just considering what happened last year, what happened in Texas earlier this year. I think a lot of the baseball world will be salivating over that matchup. And so hopefully the Blue Jays do get there.
Now, Baltimore has crushed right-handed pitchers, especially guys who are contact type of pitchers, right? Which is basically what Stroman is. So when you look at the matchups in that lineup, who are the two or three guys that scare you the most just as a matchup against Stroman?
Oh, it's Chris Davis and it's Manny Machado for sure, I think. You know, Davis has hit so well at Rogers Center and he's a lefty hitter, so that's one of the reasons why you maybe wanted to see Liriano come in and make this start, and also is maybe a guy you'll see Liriano come in to face later in the game. That certainly wouldn't surprise me. And Manny Machado is just terrific. He's the one guy who's keeping their lineup afloat in terms of those stats against left-handed pitching because he's been tremendous against right-handed pitching as well. And you know, for Stroman, he is a contact guy, but he's a guy who tries to induce weak contact and ground balls, and that's what, you know, that's really his calling card. He's got to keep the sinker working and paint the bottom of the zone, and he can't leave balls up because the Orioles team hits a lot of home runs, and that's been a thing that's plagued him. So it's maybe, you know, that's another angle to why this is maybe a curious decision on the Jays' part to go with Stroman. But if you can keep the ball in the yard, I think you'll do fine. It's just a matter of managing to do that and staying on top of the ball and keeping it off the barrel of those bats.
If you look at the Orioles bullpen, how would you rank it head up against the Jays?
It's significantly better, I think. I mean, Zach Britton hasn't blown a save all year. He's been basically unhittable at the back of the bullpen, and that's, you know, he's the one that everybody focuses on, but there's a lot of guys back there as well who've had really great seasons. And, you know, there's Darren O'Day who has been hurt for much of the year and is coming back, and he's another he's maybe the fourth best piece back there at this point, which is scary because he's been their guy, and we all remember the battles with Jose Bautista and the jawing back and forth at each other that's made this rivalry so great over the last few years. He's central to it and been a guy that they really relied on a lot. And now they have a bunch of other options as well. So it's scary. So, you know, if you're a Blue Jays fan, you want to see them get to the starter, get to Tillman early.
Well, Andrew, it should be an electric atmosphere in Toronto tonight. 8 o'clock start, Toronto time. Now, I know last year everyone was upset starting too early in the afternoon, which they will on Thursday and Friday, although a 4:30 start on a Thursday, to me, that'd be a great way to get off work early. I'd be all over that if I was living in Toronto. But later start, like, they usually don't start very often at 8 o'clock in Toronto. Any stats you've uncovered as far as does a late start benefit or hurt either team?
No, I don't know if there's any stats about the starts, but you know, when you're going up against series that in the, you know, the other series are guaranteed to have the Red Sox in one, the Dodgers in one, and the Cubs in the other, I mean, I think that you're going to get the short end of the stick no matter what in terms of when the games are going to start. So I can't find myself complaining too much about it, but I'm with you. I like the 4:30 start idea as well. But like we've been saying the whole time, so I got to get there first.
What's your prediction tonight?
The Jays got to win, right? The Jays, I can't bet against the Jays. I think they should be the better team, but it's one of those things where anything can happen. But if I have to make a prediction, it's the Blue Jays are going to win and they're going to go into Texas and continue that rivalry in a good way too. I think it would be a great American League championship series to see the Jays against either Boston or Cleveland.
Well, it will be fun. I love the one game format. It's definitely nerve wracking for people, and all the marbles there. I'm sure this is where you likely see teams going to their bullpens sooner than later. The Jays went with 10 guys out of the pen, and hey, I guess if they had to, they could use them all for one game, right? Because they then have an opportunity to change the roster because Sanchez isn't on this roster. He'll obviously be on the ALDS roster.
Yeah, that's right. Sanchez and Happ are not on this roster, so we won't see them. But, yeah, you could see just about anybody else at this point.
Look forward to it, Andrew. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me again.